I'm just going to take a quick look, okay? Clark asked, and Talia nodded. Clark pushed the blanket aside and lifted Talia's shirt. Streaks of red radiated out from the oozing wound, suggesting that the infection was making its way into her bloodstream. Does it hurt? No, Talia said hollowly. They both knew she wasn't getting any better. Can you believe they're really siblings? Clark asked, purposefully changing the subject as she replaced Talia's blanket. Yeah, it's crazy to think about. Talia's voice grew slightly stronger. What's crazy is pulling a stunt like that on the launch deck, Clark said. But it was really brave. They would have killed him if they'd caught him. She paused. They'll kill him when they come down. He's done a lot to keep her safe, Talia agreed, turning her face away from Clark in an attempt to hide a grimace as a new wave of pain washed over her. He really loves you, you know.
Who, Bellamy? Clark asked, startled.
No, Wells. He came to Earth for you, Clark. She pressed her lips together. I didn't ask him to. We've all done things we're not proud of, Talia said, her voice quiet. Clark shuddered and closed her eyes. I'm not asking anyone for forgiveness. That's not what I mean, and you know it. Talia paused to catch her breath. The effort it took to speak was wearing her out. You need to rest, Clark said, reaching over to pull the blanket up over her friend's shoulders. We can talk about this tomorrow.
No, Talia exclaimed. Clark, what happened wasn't your fault.
Of course it was my fault. Clark refused to meet her friend's gaze. Talia was the only one who knew what Clark had really done, and Clark couldn't bear to face that right now, to see the memory reflected in her friend's dark, expressive eyes. And what does it have to do with Wells anyway? Talia closed her eyes and sighed, ignoring the question.
You need to let yourself be happy. Or else, what's the point of anything?
Clark opened her mouth to launch a retort, but the words disappeared as she watched Talia lean over, suddenly coughing.
It'll be okay,
Clark whispered, running her hand through her friend's sweat-dampened hair. You'll be okay. This time, the words weren't a prayer but a declaration. Clark refused to let Talia die, and nothing was going to stop her. She wouldn't let her best friend join the chorus of ghosts in her head.